So is it that while chanting, also we need the senses, mind and soul have to be in one line together? Yes, definitely. There is this advanced stage in bhakti where the devotee gets lost in trance, in rapture. The devotee may be at one place, but in a trance they may be remembering something else. They may be transported to some other place. But those are very advanced stages of bhakti. So bhakti itself is not about being present in the present or being absent in the present. Bhakti is essentially about being present with Krishna. So sometimes the devotees may go into a trance remembering the past, or they may remember the future, or they may remember something in the spiritual world also. But they are, whatever they are doing, advanced devotees are with Krishna. Now for us, when our mind goes here and there, often it is going away from Krishna. So when we are chanting, Krishna is present as the holy name. And that's why we focus on trying to be present where Krishna is present. So the essence of bhakti in that sense is being present in the presence of Krishna. So we are invoking his presence by chanting, and we try to make sure that we are present when he manifests himself. And the more we do that, then even if we are in uncongenial circumstances, say if you are trapped in the traffic, and that's frustrating, we are trapped, not going anywhere. So most people, you know, they may just rant or curse or get frustrated. And at that time the present is not all that palatable. So if we have trained our mind to be in the presence of Krishna, you know, we may recite some verses, sing some mantras, or recollect some pastimes of Krishna. And that time we can go from the present to something which we have heard or remembered, and we can be in the presence of Krishna. So the important thing in bhakti is to train ourselves to be present with Krishna. And in sadhana bhakti, that's why we should be present in the present where Krishna is present. Does that answer your question? Thank you. Very Krishna. Any other questions?